we found out. How many knows that when you pray in tongues, you edify yourself, but when you prophesy, you edify the church? Because I could say, yea, thus saith the Lord, this church is going to have 9,000 members in 2 years, and then the church will be edified if you're a true prophet. The church would be edified. But yet in the same text, same chapter, he says, he that prays in an unknown tongue edifies himself and goes to individual. The reason's the same. The mind was manifested collectively from prophecy. But when you pray in tongues, he said, you're speaking mysteries. Do you think for 1 minute that the mysteries you're speaking is for God's benefit? What are you going to tell him that he don't know already? Come on. The mysteries you're speaking are for your benefit. The mystery of everything Christ is in you. The hope of glory. And you're literally praying the understanding of who he is in you. The mystery of who he is in you. As he said, the hope of glory. If there's any message that the devil will fight tooth and nail, I mean, he'll do anything he can to get you away from working God's plan in your life, in particular, from praying in the tongue that edifies yourself, along with, of course, meditation in his word. See, when you pray in tongues, it takes on an individuality. He starts working not only the revelation knowledge that Christ has for you, but his plan. Throw his plan in there. Every single one of you is called to finish something here. Finish it. Can you imagine belonging to a Father, a Godhead? Can you imagine being in the family of God as a son or a daughter? When it came time to teach us, you know, we didn't know nothing. It came time to teach us. Did he trust us to an angel? No, that rogue gave us enough trouble as it was. He had to come in and get us back. Did he trust? No, they're messengers. They're messengers. They're not teachers. So when it come time for us to be taught who we are, who God is, why he loved us so much that it took 2,000 years to come in and get us back. Just because he can't lie. Don't eat the fruit. You think it's an apple, I know. It's a little deeper than that, excuse me. But he says, if you do this, you treat the knowledge of good and evil, and you'll die. As I've said before, I've been asked by other religions who believe other prophets are divine. Why didn't God just forgive him? He's God. He could do what he wanted. We got a problem. He can't lie. God can't. Well, no. He can't lie. He's truth. He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. And He cannot change. He consists of 10 attributes that make up the one and true essence of the living God. One of them's truth. He can't lie. So when He said, you'll die, He couldn't just say, oh, I forgive that, come back alive. It took Him 2,000 years to carry that death out in such a way that it would leave us with a choice whether we wanted to live or not. And somebody that puts a priority on truth, as this man does, anybody that will uphold truth to such a point that you'd go through endless, endless ceremonies. No, you can't do nothing on the Sabbath. No, you can't go behind the curtain. No, yes, no, you can't. Yes, no, can't eat this. No, you can't eat that. Yes, you can eat that. All that thread-needing stuff. I mean, just boring stuff. For 2,000 years, He went through that. And we think, I mean, to get us back, and we think that when we walk out into His presence, we're trying to think of some good reason to get Him to move. Well, come on. When 2,000 years of meticulous waiting for what He said, this man can come back alive and give that life back. They went through all of that, if you'll excuse me. Hell. And we think when you ask Him for something, He don't hear you. Have you ever said that before? About 10 times. Why'd you do it again? Because about 20 of you pulled it out of me. You tell them to leave you alone. Don't tell me. Did you notice how much preaching there is going on about the love of God?
Well, we know why, too.
Why?
Because you're preaching on it all the time. Why shouldn't they?
Sorry, but that's not the cause this time. There's a lot of preaching going on about the love of God because something's getting close. I didn't want to do this, but I couldn't get out of it either. I don't know how many months it's been now since I was in Brazil. 3 months? Tim, I don't know. Maybe 2 months, and I had that. 3 months, I think. And I was 10 stories up in a room and had 2 beds. One here, and then one there, and then another door, and then kind of a, not a kitchen area, but another room to kicked back in, so kind of two rooms. And so I slept in the small bed next to the window. And then the next bed was there. And then it closed to a door that went through here. And so I was just laying there like any other revival in the last 8 years. When I woke up, I saw... Well, I didn't really wake up. I was just laying there half asleep with my shoulders propped up on the pillow. And I had my hand here. And I just barely opened my eyes, and I saw a form sitting in a chair where I put my clothes on. And I'm trying to finish waking up. I move my hand over my heart, and that's when that devil said, "Fallen angel, about to speak." He said, "Look," he put his hand over his heart. "Do you think he knows you're going to kill him with a poison dart?" That's a nice thing to wake up to. Well, I sat up at that. And when I sat up, he jumped up and took off across the room. Well, I kind of went that direction too. But because I was watching him, I didn't see the woman disappear that had come in. And she's stocky built. She had a smoking flax, and she was smoking in the wall, and she's trying to smoke some over on me. And I don't know why it was a woman. I don't know any of that. I know there's a custom of something in Brazil in witchcraft. And I do know this much. It was the curse of death. Well, I was chasing the devils on this side. So while I was busy chasing them, they disappeared on this side. So I don't know where she went. But then they started chanting out loud. I mean, I could hear them. "I'm going to kill you. I'm going..." Sometimes I think of, "We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you." Now believe me, I didn't want to teach this again. "We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you." The last time I heard that was about 5 years ago, when a bunch of angels tried to sing me to death and get me to follow that sensational move with the gold dusting and all that stuff that's dying out now. My name was supposed to have been Jim Jones, and then you're supposed to be in Guyana with me. See? Well, I was fasting and praying, and all of a sudden these angels started singing these gospel songs till they thoroughly wore me out. So I finally had to test them. I mean, it was about the gospel. I was supposed to follow them, not test them, but I kept getting a check. So they were singing, "Can't you hear the thunder rolling?" And I thought, I wonder if they take requests. So I said, "Would you sing us 'All Gather at the River'?" And they did out loud. I couldn't see any of them, but I could hear them. "Let's all gather at the river. Beautiful, beautiful." And I go, that didn't work. I know what. "Would you sing a song called Ring of Fire by Johnny Cash?" That's the first 5 minutes of silence I had in weeks. This is going somewhere, believe me. And I'm thinking, all right, peace and quiet. And they must have didn't have a bass singer. They went and found one, I think. I was just sitting there going, I won. And all of a sudden, "The taste of love is sweet when two hearts like ours meet. I fell into a burning ring of fire. Went down, down, down. And then the flames burned higher." And I'm thinking, yeah, you in it. You know? I said, okay. I got up. I said, that's it. Get out. I said, get out. Get out of here now. In Jesus' name. And they did. They didn't bother me again for 4 or 5 years. And then I didn't see them. I've never seen a devil. Nothing. And now I'm waking up in Brazil, 10 stories up. And I woke up to a room full of them. And when they disappeared where I couldn't see them, the same voice. Same voice as those angels had. Whatever the vibrant frequency is, it causes a person to be able to hear it. It was exactly the same. And they started quoting then, "We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you. We're going to kill you," over and over, until I ran them out. Then I heard chanting outside. So I went to the window, and there's about 8 guys standing down there at 3 or 4 in the morning. And you know what they were crying? "Pastor Roberson, can you please help us? Pastor Roberson, can you please help us?" No, they call me that. "Pastor Dave Roberson, can you please help us?" And I'm going, what in the world are they doing down there screaming at 4 in the morning? Finally, my lightning quick mind figured it out. Those devils was trying to get me to go outside of the hotel. Whether they could have some maniac shoot me or something, I don't know. All of this lapsed and come to an end. And the last chance and stuff was that "I'm going to kill you." And I heard that chant one time the 4 years or 5 years before that. But he come up behind me. I was taking something out of my truck. And he says, "I am going to kill you." And then when I said, "If you could do that, I'd already be dead." Then he says, "I'm going to kill your family." Second thing he said. Well, I'm trying to figure all of this out. And it wasn't until that I got back that I realized what he had been trying to show me. And this is so important. You know how valuable praying in tongues is? When you need to learn how to meditate, and praying in tongues unlocks the door to the knowledge of meditation, and the Holy Ghost becomes your personal teacher and teaches you how. When it comes time when you need to fast, or you can fulfill those verses, "This kind cometh not but by prayer and fasting," then the Holy Ghost, you'll pray that key and it'll open that door. You'll understand fasting then. The next key, "What? Yeah, but I don't understand this kind of love when they hate you and everything." And the Holy Ghost will put that key and it unlocks that door. And then you add that to your life. You start understanding that. Just one door after another. And there was one door that had love on it. And I did unlock it. And it did come out. And for a period of time, the love of God manifested in my life like never before. If I would have only known how much grace He was extending towards me that wasn't coming from a standing that I had stepped into. See? How many can remember that times that we'd come out and I'd try to start talking to the people and they'd start weeping? And the same thing was happening overseas, even in other languages. I'd just try to talk to them and they'd begin to weep and to cry as His presence would come in. So that taught me more than anything else about a deliberate trek, a mission, is to find out more about His presence than you need to know about worship. Private. Private. It soaks your spirit soaks it in the love of God till you end up acting like Him. I didn't make it too far. I wanted to go all the way to the end of that one, but He opened one last door. I think it was like a fasting. It was something that was pretty difficult that followed the love. So the love only got so far. And then it leveled out and another key came. And so from that time to this, I've been seeking Him out and searching. What was it that He really wanted me to go after? See, what was it? But when He opened the door to that love, He poured out as much as He could on me in the condition I was in. You know what I'd have probably done on you? I'd have probably went all inclusive. How many knows what that means? In fact, some of the grace teaching is going on now, is cycling us back to another failure. This happens about every 100 years. It'll go back to ultra holiness. We'll send you to hell over an earring. Then it'll build and get looser and looser until finally all grace covers any sin that you could possibly commit. He already died for it. Future, past, tense, doesn't matter when. You're free. You go ahead and sin all you want. You're covered. You got an insurance policy, not salvation. This cycles around. See? And if I'd have went all inclusive, which means, how many people died for your sins? How many? Did you ask to be born? Did you ask to be born in sin? Then why wouldn't there be an automatic resurrection? I mean, Jesus was given, well, He died spiritually. A lot of people argue with you, but you wouldn't be redeemed if He didn't. So then God raises Him from the dead. Did we ask Adam to die and have put death on us? No. Did we ask God to bring Jesus and bring life back? No. So it's all automatic. You're already saved. Yeah, it's all automatic. You know? That's all inclusive. It's the next step after eternal security. Then everything will begin to die out and the revival will begin and they'll send you to hell over an earring and it'll circle again and again and again. The most powerful tool the devil has is deception. Deception and religion. Get one guy crooked and he can get a million to follow him. It's just one thing he don't like. This is why he hates the prayer center. We found out that not only is the Holy Spirit our teacher, Jesus said, He shall receive of mine and shew it unto you. All the Father has is mine. He shall receive of mine and shew it unto you, that you may know, God, I give you my glory, that you may know that the Father loves you with the same love He loved me. Well, if John is going to take everything Jesus knows and show me, how do I step into that? Is there a way to turn that on? Is there a switch you can flip? Can I put myself under Him on purpose? Yeah, by reading the Bible. How about when they didn't have a Bible? We just imagine through history, everybody sitting there with 66 books that they have the privilege. God only knows in Biblica where the parchments were stored, what wise men picked these to come out. And thank God for the Apostle Paul that practically memorized the law and then got knocked silly on the road to Damascus because a man dying, forgave him and don't hold it to his charge. That's all God needed. He knocked him down. Boy, was the devil sorry for that one. I'd sure hate to be some rabbi in some synagogue and have Paul walk in with his knowledge of the law and his standing in Christ. He would eat my lunch like I'd been on an 80-day fast. Come on. Come on. So why is this so important to you? Because we've been here before in history. You know why hell met with me in Brazil? You know why I only got so much of that love dumped on me that time? I needed more fasting and more this and more that, which I took advantage of. Then I came up to this door again. See, this is what happened. I came up to the door, and that's when all those devils appeared. They fought. They did everything they could do. They threatened me. I'm going to kill you. And I don't like to tell you, but I will tell you this much, I guess. I come that close to dying. That close, I think I had to be helped to breathe and things. However, understanding what I do now about Jesus, He loves you so much. He's not judging you. What he's tutoring your faith, not judging it. We need a doctor. And he'll take you by the hand and go in there and meet you where you're walking with him. And his intention is for both of you to walk out and for you to get stronger, not weaker. He needs you here. No use condemning yourself. He don't. Well, after all the threatening and stuff, his first attempt failed. In fact, I'll just tell you this much. I got 5 holes poked in me. And I had a meeting starting the day after the next in Brazil. So after I got operated on and everything, I got on an airplane the next day, flew to Brazil and preached twice a day. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. I'm just telling you. He tried to kill me. And he couldn't. And because of it, there's probably 100 people filled with the Holy Ghost and maybe 300 or 400 healed. That's Brazil. Much less Japan. He's worrying about Japan. Well, worry on, devil. Worry on. I wanted you to understand. That's why I said I didn't want to preach any of this part again. But what was here Why didn't he? Why did he want to stop you? Why was he willing to kill you to stop you? What? I mean, he wants to kill you anyway. He couldn't afford, and he was under direct command. That's why so many devils was in the room. And that witch doctor. So if I talked to any Brazilians, they could tell me I had a curse of death on me. This is what he didn't want. He didn't want me to know what was on the next part of this path after I got past that. Whether revival we're looking for lives. I can quote you a few verses, but it comes back again to the fullness of his love. He said, God is love. He said, if the Father loves me with the same love, he loves you. My glory I give unto you, that you may know that the Father loves you with the same. No, not a weaker one, not a different one. No. The same. He gave me his glory so I could know that. The same. Well, I can make you understand this because me and Arnold Schwarzenegger, we got the same build. You know, me or Arnold Schwarzenegger or Atlas, one of those guys. I mean, if he gave me his glory, what would I get? I'd get all his muscles and all the glory that went with it. Are you talking to me? Huh? You're talking to me. What would you do to show it off? Anything I could. Oops. I accidentally dropped my comb. I must pick it up. Does my hair need combed? It does? Thank you. Why does it comb my hair? If I got his glory, what did I get when Jesus gave me his? Out the standing that he has with his Father. My glory I give unto you. Why? That you can know that he loves you with the same love. Jesus said that he loved me. When Jesus was moved by that compassion, didn't he heal maybe a fourth of the kids? How many? I saw more. But it goes back to Adam. Eve's the mother of all living. If we had a way of doing it, there isn't a single one of you that we couldn't track back to your mother before her, before her, before her, before her, till you got to Eve. We're that kind of family to him. Now think. When Abraham and Israelites, they was in front of the Pharaoh and said, "Let my people go." The Pharaoh gets his army and comes after him. And they get to the Red Sea. I mean, if I was a Roman soldier, I mean, not a Roman Arabic soldier, Pharaoh soldier. If the Red Sea, if the ocean went like this and parted, I'd throw my sword down and say, "You can have your nation. I'm going with them." This thing was done in front of the world. What, to show Israel off? Because he wanted to kill a bunch of... No. No. How many of you think that you'd have turned around and ran or run in and kill a bunch of people when you know it is absolutely impossible to do that to an ocean? I'd throw my stuff down and get on my knees and say, "You've accomplished your purpose." How many things did he do on international scales? When he walked on water and stilled storms and fed 5,000 with 2 fishes and 5 loaves and healed all of them that came to him. And what do we do? Get on the TV, talk mamby-pamby, take big offerings and say sin's okay. Come on. I'm not going to have it. So if he's going to run any more people off, you better get busy. Because pretty soon they're going to see stuff that's going to bring them back. How many knows I kept seeing the children's hospital, and now this explains it. See, this explains it finally. And your kid's legs are twisted around backwards and they're maimed and he's never been able to walk. And other kids come in with their parents and you can't explain to him why he's like that. What do you tell him? Oh, you're special. You're special. Are they blind, never seen nothing? You're special. Come on. He died for the world. He stopped an army. You telling me he won't open the blind eyes of a child? If this was a territorial children's hospital where they're shipped in to die and twisted in special care, what would have happened to every city that they represented when they come in to pick their children up? What would the mayor say? What would the doctor say? What would the scientist say? Well, I tell you what, for a soldier to disobey when he stood before the Pharaoh's death, go in after him. You do it. I'll die first. So what are we going to do? Babysit each other till he comes back? Or are we going to change our city? So come on then. Why don't we lift our hands and surrender this much? Why don't we surrender a door? Say, you come in the door. You know, you teach me, you show me. Father, we're surrendering this door. Why couldn't we know? I mean, we should have known it. You are love, never fails, has no fear. You were moved by it. You gave it to us. Why wouldn't we know? So we're opening the door, Father. We don't know how to do this exactly yet, but we're willing to open the door. And you can come in and come through it. Please, please come through and give me my instructions. I'm ready to start. Hallelujah, Jesus. Whew. Hallelujah, Father. With all my heart, I thank you and glorify you. My mouth's got something to say. I'll let you say it for me just by pointing. Hallelujah. Yes. Ekeramasi, hilotasi chofibomba, shai shai, sikle imis to berkado, halo, vakwa imis keda oaskisi. For when your heart says yes to me, it's not just yes. When you say yes to me, it's all the things concerning my word, my ministries, and my call. When I say yes, obey me, then follow after what I've said in my word, and you'll see I'll honor everything I've promised you. Yes, kuromokeda, sokareskiha, makareski iskima. For meeting your needs is one of the easiest things in the world, he said, in using himself for me. Only time you make it difficult is when you doubt what I've done. The Apostle Carando Rabacio, and Stoji Onda Aski Olaski Maskidese. This was not said in the tense of condemning, but in a tense of teaching yourself how to pull yourself out of the downfall. Pick yourself back up and get on the path. Don't stay down. Don't stay down. Oh, Matthew, you're acting like God when the whole Pharaoh's army has got you cornered against the ocean. And you think they were looking out trembling and shaking like an unbaked cake. The horribler it gets, and the more you can focus on him and worship him and glorify him, because there is nothing that he can't do. quicker you're coming out the other side.